Here's the Daily Dilemma. Artificial and low-calorie sweeteners are in many of our diet products. However, some studies have shown they don't actually appear to help people lose weight. In fact, they've even been linked to weight gain, to diabetes and cardiovascular issues. This is heavy-duty stuff. Let's go to our favourite integrative GP, Dr. Joe Kosterich, who's with us now to explain more. Of course, if you've got a question for Dr. Joe, our lines are open as well on 13 12 83. Joe, hello.
Good afternoon,
Ed. I look at these things. They look so artificial, these artificial sweeteners. What are they?
Oh, it's in the name.
Yeah.
Look, essentially, these started probably, I think, in the 60s and 70s. Saccharin was the first of them and fell out of favour for a variety of reasons, but there are a lot of others. Essentially, what they do is provide some sweetness as an alternative to sugar. So they serve no purpose within the human body.
Right.
They don't provide us with any energy. There's nothing essential about them. Our cells don't need them. They are purely there to provide sweet flavour in the mouth. So it does provide the sensation of sweetness, and I think it's fair to say a lot of people enjoy that sensation, without giving you the calories. The idea has been that, and this, you know, people probably my age might remember ads in the 1980s with Elle Macpherson. She first made her name famous with doing ads for a low-calorie
drink. That's
right. The idea
might have been in a bikini. I mean, something like that, yeah.
I mean, she looks better in a bikini than I do, Ed. And the idea was that you could have the taste you want but not have to worry about the calories. And look, I think superficially that does have some appeal, but it's important to remember that it's only catering to our desire for sweet flavour. It's not doing anything else for us. A lot of work has now been done looking at, are these a useful substitute for people trying to lose weight? And fairly major work out of America looked at about 40 different studies has basically concluded that they don't. There are probably a couple of reasons for this. There's one is that it could well be that people who are tending to use artificial sweeteners are already perhaps more likely to be overweight and are struggling with their weight. So therefore, the addition of the artificial sweeteners instead of sugar might not make that much difference. And there's the old joke about, yes, look, if I have my donut and diet drink, that the calories from the donut are cancelled out by the diet. Well, look, unfortunately, they're not.
No.
But it does sometimes mean that people think, oh, look, I've saved calories on this, so I can have them on something else. So it doesn't actually lead to people eating less calories. There's also a catch, and that is that the body, when you have a sweet flavour in the mouth, the brain knows that something's happening. So the body does start to produce some insulin in anticipation of some sugar hitting the bloodstream.
Right.
When that sugar doesn't hit the bloodstream, often what's been found is people actually remain hungry. So you've had a diet drink and you think, great, I haven't had any calories. But the body is then effectively saying, well, hang on, we were expecting something, it isn't here, where is it? And the message then goes to the brain and says, well, we still need what we're expecting. So often people find that they can be hungry or eat a little bit more if they've had a diet drink. Now, there are different theories about this, and I'm not saying that that is an absolute. But essentially, if you want to have something to drink, the best drink is actually water. It has zero calories.
Yes.
The body is 70% water. If you're already in a tuck shop or some facility, it's no harder to buy a bottle of water than it is to buy a bottle of soft drink. You know, it really isn't. So there is that option.
All right. Now, one quick one, Dr. Joe. If we had to make a choice, an artificial sweetener to go in your coffee or tea, or maybe some regular raw sugar?
Probably a little bit of regular raw sugar. Don't have a lot of it. You know, if you want to have a spoon, that's fine. It's obvious sugar. With sugars, we've got to be aware of the hidden ones. But look, have a little bit of what you like, but just not too much.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, always great to chat to you, Dr. Joe. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Ed.
Good man. Dr. Joe Kosterich there taking us through this afternoon's hour of the Tune Up Tuesday.